Okay, tomorrow's the last page. We're in Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. We're up to the Mishnah in the middle of the page. Masech Vaseita. Mishabotla Sanhedrin. See it? Mishnah here. Mishabotla Sanhedrin. When the Sanhedrin was cancelled, Botl Hashir Mebeis Hamishtois. They stopped singing and they said, you're not allowed to sing anymore. Wine cellars. So according to the Mishnah, when can't you sing? Only if you're associated with wine. Otherwise, singing itself, you can. The Gemara Gittin has a discussion with musical instruments, if you're allowed to sing or not. Shenemar, it says in the Pasig, Bashir, lo yishtu, yayim, singing, you should not drink wine. Don't associate singing and wine. Mishameisun, Nevi'im, and Ashenim, when the early Nevi'im passed away, Baklu, will Urim Atumim. The Urim Atumim stopped in the base of Midrash. We'll see later who were the early Nevi'im. Mishachar the base of Migdash, once the base of Migdash was destroyed, bottle of Shamir. Shamir, the special worm that was created to help cut the stone. Yeah, the base of Migdash. But once the base of Migdash was destroyed, not necessary. And most say it means the second base of Migdash. The Neifes Tzufim, and also Neifes Tzufim, we'll see anymore later what that means. Upaska Anche Amon Yisrael, also stop people who really believed in Hashem. We'll see later, but Anche Mona, people who trusted the Eibishter, and they would go ahead, and Rashi says later, they would spend a lot of money on Hidur Mitzvah for Shabbos and Yontif, because they knew Hashem would take care of them. Those kind of people got less. They didn't have faith. Shenemar says, Hoshiyah Hashem, help me, ki gomar chasi, because Chassidim ended. Rab Shimon ben Gamaliel says, Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, mi yoyim shechad al-beis ha-migdash, the day the beis was destroyed. Ein yoyim she'ein bo klala. There isn't one good day that's 100% good. Always something that goes awry. V'le yored hata lebrocha. The dew no longer came down just for blessing. V'nitl tam ha-peiris. And the really good tasting fruits were gone. Rabbi Yisi Eimer, not only that, av'nitl shumen ha-peiris. The fats of the peiris is gone. Once people stopped keeping the laws of Tara, not less a time, that's when we lost the taste. And the smell, the odor, the fragrance, when people stopped giving mice, not and we lost the fats of the grains. What brought us down was haznus, when znus became rife, harlotry, and it seems that women got involved in witchcraft by Eden. Kilus HaKol, that finished everything. So we're now going to analyze this Mishnah. Well, how do you know the Mishnah Butler Sanhedrin? How do you know that this has to do with the Sanhedrin? He said when the Sanhedrin was disbanded, you have to stop singing music. How do you know? Or playing, singing songs. Gemara says, "I'm not going to be sure." I'm a crop. It says in Pasuk, "Zekeni Mishah Shavasu," when the elders left the gate, and that's referring to Sanhedrin because they were by the gate of the Beis Hamikdash. Is Bachru Minigin Asim. So that's when the Bachrim stopped singing their songs. Amrav Udna, an ear, the Shama Zimra, an ear that listens to music, Teakya should be pulled out, wrenched out. Nobody should listen to music after Chabes HaMikdash. We shouldn't be so happy. Again, many Farshim are talking about associated with wine and levity. Amar Rav said, Zimra bebeisa, there's too much song in the house. Churba besifa, the doorway, the threshold is going to be destroyed. Shenemar says that kol yeshoyde b'chaloy, there's a music coming, a singing coming out of the window. Chorav basaf, the threshold will be destroyed. Ki arza ora, the city is like cedar tree. What does that mean? My ki arza ora. I'm going to be chok that bayis hamasuba rosa, my house that's leaning on cedar tree. Iru, you think it's like a city? Elafila, it's so fortified. Elabi, a fila bayis hamasuba rosa, Misraya will fall apart. The proof from here, when the churban is coming upon a person's house, it starts from the doorway. Shenemar says churav basaf, the destruction will be basaf by the doorway. Why is it here? It says the Shia, if there's a deserted house, is yukashar, the demons come in and they destroy the shah. When there's music, the house is like deserted, and they will come in. All of these demons, look like goats, come in and they take over. And they physically harm people. I actually saw these demons at work. And they gore like a cow. Even though the music is no good, because the levity together with wine. Those sailors were seen because they have to hoist the sails and all that is very hard work. So they're singing to lighten the load. So that singing is different. Or the Bakri, the shepherds, or the plowing in the fields. They sing songs so the cows, you know, will go in a straight path and all that. So there the song is not levity, it has a purpose. Ishari, but the Gadoi, the weavers, they're having very easy. They're singing just for fun. Also, that kind of singing is forbidden. Rav Huna bottled Zimra. Rav Huna went a step further. He said, in a generation, no more singing. He said, no more singing, not only in the wine houses, which you read in the Mishnah, but also in your own house. So he went way further. And suddenly there's a blessing. Come, Meya Avza Bezuza. Everything was available. 100 kachkes cost only the price of one zuz. Meya Sachitis, 100 saw of wheat cost only one zuz. And yet, there was so much left over. Osrav, his student came along. The Zilzlba, he took it much lighter. As Rashi says, he did not care if people were singing. And what happened? Avza Bezuza, the price was skyrocketed. One goose for Azuz. Before it was 100, now only one. V'lemeshtakach, and even then, it was rare, you couldn't find one. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Zimri Gavri, very important matter. If men sing, you're not allowed to hear women sing. If men sing, v'oni nashi, and women answer, amen, and they sing loud, or, you know, a response, peritzusa, that's not nice, that's sneezdik. Aber Zimri nashi, if women sing, v'oni gavri, men answer, ke'ej benoidus, that's mamish forbidden, it's like you're creating a fire and flax, the whole place will turn up, you're asking for trouble. And why? Because when women sing and the men are answering, the men are listening attentively to the women. If men are singing, women just answer, whatever it is, they don't really listen. So the Mayanav community, they're both no good. What's the difference? So one's worse than another. Who cares? If you're in a shul where they say, we need at least one. We're not going to listen to both. You're going to tell us that women can't sing at all, we're not going to listen. We're going to want some participation. And the lesser two evils is that men are the chazani and women just answer, rather than women chazani and men answer. So even those days they had problems with women wanting to sing. Whoever sings and plays four different instruments, maybe Chumash probably brings five kinds of punishment in the world. Shemar says, "Those who wake in the morning, sheicher with beer." Again, so you see from here that always the singing is associated with some kind of a drink. Yedoifu ma'achere, they will be chased afterwards by neshev yayin. Licking fire with wine will light them. Vayakinod. There'll be a harp, the novel, which is a harp with more strings. Teufa, drum, the chol, and a flute. The yayin, and wine, mishteya, and we'll give them a drink. But part of the Shem, they won't see the effects of the Ebishter. Maxi Bach, the next part says, that's how they behave. They sing and they play musical instruments, and they loch, and with wine. So it's also with wine, music, instruments, everything is, the worst of the worst. Loch, and gola, ami, miblidas. They'll all go to exile without even knowing what's going on, which means, they'll cause, not only will they go to exile, but the entire world. That's how bad it is. You're affecting the entire world. And it says, Uchvoidai Meseirov, and his honor will die from hunger. Vahamayinai Tzichatzam will be thirsty. Shemini, all the bring a hunger to the world. Vahamayinai Tzachatzam, Shagarimel Taita, Shtakalam Dev, people are going to forget learning Taita. That's how he affects the entire world. And Vayishach Odom, Vayishpal Ish, that Shagarimel Shiflis, that he will humble the person and will lower the person. Shagarimel Shiflis, Lassayin Yishbarachu, the Abish himself. Ish is the Abish. Vayin Yishbarachu. So you're affecting even the Abish. Hashem Ish Muhammad. The eyes of the lofty ones you bring down. You cause the degradation of the entire Jewish nation. That's the effect that you have of levity and frivolity. You affect every single Yid and the Eibishter. Maxi Bach was afterwards. Lochen, therefore. Here, Chiva, where I'm the Memches of a base. Sha'ol Nafsha. Therefore, after the Eibishter brings these punishments to the world, they themselves will end up in Gehenim. Upar appear, the mouth will open, will be chok, v'yared hadar v'hamayinu, the entire his glory, and everything will come down, v'sha'ayinu, and go into a gal of Allah's bar, and they'll be happy. In other words, he himself then will end up doomed, because he just brought down the whole Klal Yisrael. Says he wanted further, it says in the Mishnah, when the first Nevi'im died, they stopped the Urva to ask a question, man Nevi'im, who are these early Nevi'im? Amar Avuna said, David and Shmuel, v'shalayimu. It's David, Shmuel, and Shalayimu. Does that mean that David, Shmuel, and Shlomo themselves are Nevi'im? Or it means in their lifetime? Shmuel himself was a Navi. Does it mean that David and Shlomo were Nevi'im as well? It sounds something about here, that they themselves were also Nevi'im. Or at least Shmuel and David. We know that it says somewhere else that David is a Navi. Shlomo here seems to be saying that Shlomo is also Navi. So it seems, it looks like there are two Gesoys in the Gemara. Some say Shlomo is included, some not included. Whether Shlomo was a Navi or not a Navi. Says the Gemara, Nachum made David, the times of David, Zimnin Sol, the times of David. Sometimes the term worked, sometimes it didn't. But they ask questions. Sometimes they got an answer, sometimes they didn't get an answer. When David ran away from Avshalom and he ran out of Shalayim, so Tzadik asked the Urim of Turim, they got an answer. Then Avyasar asked the question to another Kohen Gadol and didn't get an answer. And he was deposed. He lost his position in Kohen Gadol. They said, look, if the Urim doesn't answer, it means that you're not worthy of it. So first of Yasser couldn't get an answer, so he left, and then Tzadik. So in other words, the Urim did answer, but he had to be worthy of it. So Gemara says, "Right, you're right." So time of David Arim to Urim worked. Shadi Shal Tzadik Va'Olsele Shal Aviyasa Olsele Tzadik asked and it worked, and Aviyasa asked and it worked. Remember Vayal Aviyasa, Moshe Bishmol. It says Vayte Vayhi Lidrei Shalakim. It says in Pasuk that they went later on. They went to ask the Eibishter in the time of Zechariah. Kol Yizma Zechariah Hamevin Bereisa Lakim. They went to ask in the times of Zechariah. That understand what the Eibishter wants. They wanted to know if it will succeed or not. My law, they asked Urim V'Tumim. This is many years later. So we answered the Leib V'Nevi'im. Tumim Ad V'Nevi'im. Toshma, I'll ask another question. You're saying the times of David, Shlomo, and Shmuel. That's when the Urim V'Tumim stopped. Rishachai Beis Hamikdash and Botlu Arim Midrash. It says in the Braisa, after the structure of the first Beis Hamikdash, they stopped those cities that belonged to the Levim. Upasku Urim V'Tumim. That's when the Urim V'Tumim stopped. The end of the first Beis Hamikdash. Upasing Melech Beis David. And the king of David stopped. There's no more kings anymore. The person wants to argue, whispers to you and says, I'll show you. It says in the Pasuk, even afterwards, it says, the Navi Tishasa said, when they came to Israel after 70 years in Golis, he said to them, you should not eat any kabbalas ad amud koyin l'udav atumim. He clearly said, wait till the Kohen stands at the Urim V'Tumim. And this is already the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash. Amalai. So they said, no, that's not what he means at all. You know what he means? He doesn't mean that Urim V'Tumim. A person says his friend, Ad Sheyichye Meisiyah Mashiach Medavid. Oh, Mashiach will come. Not that you know he's coming tomorrow. He said, Mashiach will come like you're pushing it out. So when he said, don't eat Kohen Kedosh until Urim V'Tumim, he meant, never, until Mashiach comes. So, but what is he from here? The first base of Mikdash we had on Tumim. Elam Ranach Mitzchak, so man the Vim, the Shain Hood Vim, Lafukim, Mechagzach, Melachach Renu. All the, so the Rishainim doesn't mean the first generation. You have Achrainim, and anyone before that is called Rishainim. So you have the Achrainim, which is Chagiz, Chari, Melachi, and anyone before Rishainim. Like in Halacha, you have Rishainim, you have Achrainim. What about in between? The other thing is in between. It's either everyone's called Rishainim until the Achrains. That's what we learned. When they passed away, there's no longer any more Nevi'ahs by Eden. Nevertheless, there was a baskel. Even after the Nevi'ah stopped, there's a baskel. I'll prove it to you. They were once sitting many years later in an attic in Beis Gur Yabidi. They all heard a voice ringing from heaven. And said, there's a person here that deserves that Shekhinah should rest on him. But generations not suited for that. The greatest man in that room was Hill. When he passed away, he Pidu. They all eulogized. Hi chassid, what a chassid. Hi honor, what an honor. Tamid Shel Ezra. He was a student of Ezra. Another case was Shuv. Another time, Pamachet. Another time, Ha'imusubim Maliyah. They were sitting in Yavne. Were sitting in Yavne. Nostal and Baskel. Mishmael heard a voice from heaven. Overproofing here is that there's still a Baskel even after the Nevi'ah stopped. Another voice rang out. V'amrulan Yesh Bechem Ademechad. In this room, sitting, there's a man. Shiro Shetish Shchinah Love is deserving that the Shchinah should rest in him. Eloshin Doyi. The Kachal. This generation is not suitable. Nostal my name. They all looked at Shmuel HaKotan. When he died, his pidu, they also eulogized high honor of high chassid. What an honor, what a chassid. Tamid Shel Hillel, he's a student of Hillel. Ba'av hu omer b'shas b'sos, right before he passed away, he said, Nevi'is, to his Tamidim, Shimon v'yishmol l'charba, that Shimon, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rab Yishmol ben Elisha, they will be killed, Sarah Herugia Malchus, they're going to be killed. And he said, the Chavroi Lektala, and his all of his friends, that's the 10 we say in Yom Kippur, the 10 Harogim Malchus. Rashi says here it was the Greeks who did it, but we believe the Romans maybe spread out. The Sharam and the rest of the people, the Biza, will be humiliated. And lots of troubles will befall the Jewish nation. They also wanted to say the big tzaddik, Hai chassid, hai yana, what a chassid, what an anav. They didn't have the opportunity to make that eulogy. You know why? Because he was one of the 10 people who were killed. And by law, by Goyish law, they were not allowed to make any eulogies, because if the king killed them, they were traitors. And if you eulogize them, it means that you don't agree with the king, and that in itself is treason. So therefore, they couldn't make the hasped. Yeah. Right, Gemara. The Shamir stopped. The Shamir is what Shlomo HaMelech used to build the Beis HaMikdash. And then it says, "Habayi is the house." When he built it, Evan Shlomo Masa was complete stones. There was the mizbech that everyone agrees. The mizbech he couldn't use a sword because it shortens the life of a person. Mizbech lengthens the life of a person. That's right. That's the Mizbech. Then you had the Beis Hamikdash itself. And then you had the palace. The palace, everyone agreed, you're allowed to use a sword. The Machlokes, what about the temple? Could you use a knife to carve the stones, or you had to use the Shamir as well? So we have an argument. It says here that the house, the Habanoisa, Evan Shleim Masa, they brought these large stones intact. Nivna, they were built, Hadvoni, Gixavni, Pidavidol, take it literally, that even the Beis Hamikdash, Habais, even the Beis Hamikdash, had to be whole stones, so you had to have the Shamir that cut the stones away from the rock, from the mountains, and brought them over. How can I say that? It says in the pasuk, you cut all these precious stones. They were shaven with this filer, so they did use a knife. So in other words, he holds the base of Migdash, they did cut. Why does it say that when they brought the stones in, you couldn't hear a sound of the metal? They smoothed everything out outside the premises, but they brought it in, so you didn't hear any metal cutting. So according to Rabbi Nechemya, in the base of Migdash, they didn't have the chisel. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the stones of the base of Migdash, they used the Shamir. According to Rabbi Nechemya, no, only in the Mizbech they used the Shamir. So the Migdash did not use the Shamir. That they used the Shamir, they didn't cut anything, they didn't show anything. Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Beis, cut in the palace, they did. Rabbi Nechemya, Shamir, what do you need it for? The Kudimor could have answered, needed for the Mizbech. And we know we're learning more, getting the whole story how Shlomo HaMelech found the Shamir. Like at the time we learned, Avoni, Malol, these stones, ain't Kaisvin, Oisib, the Chayshim, Mishpat, don't use ink, Shanema, I said, Petucha Chayshim. They misart in the lane, they're not allowed to etch it out with a knife, which Shanema, but Maloisim has to be complete. Ala Kaisalim, you write an ink, Umadal and Shamir Bechutz, and then you place the Shamir on the outside, Vahini of Kaisma lane, and the stone will like open up, and you can read the words. There's a little fissure in the stones, you're able to read the words. Kataein is like this fig, Shanif Kazma, the Chaman, that broke in the summer, Vahini of Chseda, Kuma, nothing is missing, Ukabikas are like this hill, Shanif Kazma, the Shamir, and then the rain, if something splits open, Vahini of Chseda, nothing is missing, Klum. Torah Rambam learned, Shamir is a briyosa kisaida, when it was created, it was the size of a barley. It was created in the beginning of time, and nothing tough can stand in its way. But remember, Shamir, how did they keep it without, because it could break through anything. They wrapped it around with woolen cloth. They put in this a lead vessel, full of these barley leaves. And that's how they kept it, and it shouldn't run away. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, this beautiful silk called the Parshat of Silk was lost. It was chuchis levana and white glass, which is very expensive. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, this particular silk was gone. This chuchis levana, this white glass, v'rechev bazel, these iron chariots, they stopped producing them. The Yeshayimim af yain kodesh, this congealed wine, habom b'shneid, it comes to say the shneid, that was something spectacular. Hadoyma ki gulid vela, this wine itself was so thick, it was like dried figs. And that doesn't mean it stopped altogether, it means it became very rare. So you might have a knife at tufim. What do you mean it stopped? What's knife at tufim? Oh, but I've soilis, there was flour, shetzofa gabinof, it's afloat on top of the sieve. The doimili isa, it became like a dough, shenilosha bedvash, it was so thick. It became like a dough that was kneaded with honey and with oil. So this is the remainder around the sieve, and it had very good quality flour. No, you know what sefer means? That spread like branches. They kikre, there were two loaves of bread. Hanid vokes betander, that they grew so big that the two ends came together in the oven. The toiches, and they swelled. Uboys atchemagizu, they all touch each other. But Rav Shmuel Levi omas that dvash, that's talking about honey. Habom min hatsoifim, it came from the mountains. The mountains you can see far away, so they called the hatsoifim like Mount Scopus. You can see far away. My mash maharasing Rav Shmuel says came out the nits and the bidyos and like it was kriyam. How do you know means the honey came from the mountain? Because like the bees came given nits and the bidyos and vishaiten bereimi and they flying around all over from above. Alma, the height of the world, Umasi and Dusha, these bees, they fly around the world. They bring honey, they pollinate, they cross-pollinate. They bring honey, Isve Tura, from the grass of the mountains, and they bring it down here. Tell me, learn, Kala Nitzik Torah, if you're pouring from Kaili 1 to Kaili 2, even though Kaili 2 became, tell me Kaili 1 is a Torah, because it's separated, Chutz Medvash, Zifim, Vatzapich, except this honey, which is so thick. So if you stop pouring, it goes back to the original Kaili, so therefore it's like connected. My Zifim, what's this honey, Zifim? Amar Rabbi Yechon, Dvash and Mezaifim, boy. This is very, very thick. So this is honey that that you mix in water and wine, and you can't like you falsify. You can't tell there's wine and water in there. There's another place called Tzif Yirsiv, Zif Vitelem Ubalus. These are names of cities. That's what comes. They came to Zifim. Either those who are falsify their words. There's no place because it says Zif. Tell them Valus. Uposko anche emana. People who trust in Hashem stop no longer live. What do you mean? These are people who they believe in the Eibishter. What do you mean? Believe in the Eibishter. Very interesting. Rashi. Rashi says about 10 lines to the bottom. Just what Rashi says. You know what it means to believe in the Eibishter? Levata mamoinim. They don't mind spending their money. Linoi hidu mitzvah. They spend a lot of money to beautify their mitzvahs. Ula tzedakah. They spend a lot of money to give charity. Ula hoitzah shabbosim. They spend a lot of money for their meals on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Aye, they didn't have that much. They trust the Eibishter will replenish their coffers. That's called anshei emunah. And after the Chumash Midrash, there were less of these people. Back to the Gemara. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar Goloimer, Kol Michi Yesh Loi Pas Besal. Anybody who has food on the table, and he can't help but worry. What about tomorrow? The Eibush should give you a bracha today. Be happy for today. No, you're worrying about tomorrow. That means Ain Ela Mektani Amana. You're a small believer. You don't believe the Eibush should give you today or take you tomorrow. So you're a small believer. Behind Rabbi Elazar, this says my receiver. It says a pasuk. This says a pasuk. Kimi Vaz Liyoyim Katanus. Who over there made himself over here so small? For Yom Kippur, the small day. Me, God, and tzaddikim. Who caused tzaddikim? She is bazbe shulchan and laosid lavei. They will lose from the tables in the future. Tanishayben. That's the small faith that they had. Shulayem minu b'kadosh baruch hu. They didn't really believe in the Eibishter enough. They were always worried about the panasa, and they should have believed in the Eibishter would take care of them. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.